Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Wachim, Perik Ches, Mishnah Yud Beis. Chata Shekibul Dama, Bishnei Kaisis. We have the outside chatas, and the blood of this carbon for the outside chatas was received in two cups. Yotza Echad Mein Lechutz, and one of the cups was wrongly Yotza Lechutz. It was taken outside of the Azara, and that blood can't be used for Zrika on the Mizbeach. But apnimi kasher, the blood in the cup that remained inside the azara, can still be used for zrika. We don't say because some of the blood went out that the blood that was left in the other cup becomes pasul. Now, nichnas echad mehen lifnim, one of the cups was brought not outside, but inside the hechel. Now that also makes the blood pasul. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili machshir bechitz. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, same like the case where one cup was taken outside of the azara. That doesn't affect the other cup of blood. Same is true here. If one cup was taken inside, it doesn't affect the outer cup. But the chacham in paislin, Chazal say, no, here, it becomes pasul. They dash in this from a pasik. The pasik says, Ashayuva midama. If any of its blood was brought inside, that teaches us even a little bit of its blood. It's possible. It doesn't say es dama, it says midama, from its blood. So anachanami. If one cup goes outside of the azara, that won't passel the cup that stayed inside. But if one cup comes into the heichol, that passels the one outside. And again, debate between tanoim. Omer Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So let's just chazer over. So you chachamim, this is what Rabbi Yossi Aglili is saying. You hold one blood goes outside, the one inside is kasher. But if one blood comes inside the heichol, when it was supposed to stay in the azara, that does passel the one that stayed in the azara? I don't understand. Should be a kal v'chaymer that is kosher. Ma im bimkoim shahamachshava paiselas. Ma dech in a place. Well, let's say some shechta carbon thinking, intending that he's going to put the blood outside of the azara, he's going to apply it outside of the azara. The carbon right away becomes possible just because of his machshava. So ma im bimkoim shahamachshava paiselas. In a place where the kohen's machshava can passel it, that's bachutz, if he has in mind to place the blood outside. So outside of the azara is very strict. But despite that, despite that, we don't say that the blood that was left inside, if one cup went outside, that it should become possible, it should be like the one that went out. So, in regard to the other problem, where the blood was brought inside the heichel, that shouldn't be as strict. If the kohen shechts an outside carbon saying, I'm going to put the blood on the inside mizbeach, bifnim, that doesn't passel it, just for the kind thinking he's going to do it. So, ain't it, shouldn't we say for sure that if one of the two cups of blood went inside the heichel, shalei nases hamashoyer kenichnas, I shouldn't say that the one outside should be considered as if it went in. We have no response from the Chachamim to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We already explained that the Chachamim dash in the sum of pasik. When the Torah tells us dam that goes inside is possible, if it's supposed to be outside, it says, Asha Yuva Midama, even a little bit of a blood. But the Mishnah tells us about another machlokes. Nichnas Lachapa, let's say, the blood was brought inside the Hechel, but he didn't put it on the Mizbeach inside. So, Afubi Shaloi Kiper, even though there was no actual Kapara, he didn't put it on the Mizbeach, possible. He brought it into Bimachaper, that alone passels it. This blood does not belong inside the Hechel, Divri Rabbi Eliezer. Say, Halt, Rabbi Eliezer. Reb Shimon says, no, Achi Yechaper. Blood that goes in doesn't become possible until it's actually put on the inside Mizbeach. And Reb Yehuda says, and the Batnura tells us that the Halacha is like Reb Yehuda, Im Hichnis Shoigeg, if the blood that was supposed to be placed on the outside Mizbeach came into the Hechel by mistake, kosher. But if he brings it in on purpose, that's when we say it's possible. Now, the Gemara explains that Be'emes Reb Yehuda holds like Reb Shimon, that it's not possible unless you mamash put it on the Mizbeach. But even then, it's only if you brought it in b'mezid. Weiter, says the Mishnah, concluding Perik Ches. Now let's just be magdim, that the Kohen Gadol wore the tzitz. That was a gold plate that had the words Kodesh Hashem engraved. The Kohen Gadol wore it on his forehead. And the tzitz was mechaper, to make some possible karbonis kosher. But here's what the tzitz did not work for. So like the Mishnah Kal Hadamim Apsulim. All the bloods that became pasul, shenitnu al gam mizbeach, that was placed on the mizbeach, lo yir tzatzitz. The tzitz couldn't fix that. Ela al hatame, except in the case of blood that became tame. Shatzitz miratza al hatame, the tzitz does fix. It makes it roi to be accepted if the problem is that it became tame. But ve'ena miratza al yoytze, does not have the power to take something that was taken out of the azara or became pasul in any other way to become good, to become accepted. We dash in that from Psukim. Now the Batanura explains that there are a lot of pasul of things that once they're put up on the Mizbeach, we let it stay there. It doesn't have to be taken down. But the fact that we let it stay there doesn't mean it works for a kapara. So there are certain things that tzitz does work for, certain things that it doesn't. Again, I want to remind you that Mishnayis is like telegrams. What's a telegram? Little remuzin. There's so much to learn in this Mishnah, but we'll just chazer over what we learned in the Mishnah. You have a carbon chatas that the kohen was mekabel its blood in two cups. One of them went outside of the azara. The dam becomes pasul. It can't go outside of the azara. It can't go outside of the courtyard. But the blood in the cup that stayed inside, even though it's from the same carbon, is still kosher. You can place it on the mizbeach. On the other hand, if one of the two cups went the other way, inside the Hechel, from the Azara, inside the building of the Beis HaMikdash, then there's a Machloikis Tanoim, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says the outside is kosher, but the Chachamim say, in this case, the outside is pasul. Rabbi Yossi Aglili argued, but it should be a Kal V'chaimer. You see that the outside is more strict. If a Kayan Shechs, with the Kavana, just with the Kavana, there's going to be Zarek the Dam outside, it pasuls the carbon. And still we say only the actual cup that went outside is pasul, but the one that stayed inside the Azara is kosher. So in regard to going into the Hechel, there's no halacha that if a Kayan, when he shechs, thinks, intends to be zarek the dam inside, that it becomes pasul just based on his kavana. So shouldn't we say for sure that if one of the cups went inside, the outside one should be kosher? That should be Isaac Lili's time. But again, the Chacham Medash of Mapasik, that when it comes to coming inside, even if a little comes inside, the outside is pasul. Then the Mishnah told us that if somebody brought in the dam chatas that belongs on the outside, inside, with the intent to put it on the mizbeach, even though lemaisa he never actually put it on the mizbeach, it already becomes pasul as a halt Rabbi Eliezer. Reb Shimon says, no, it won't become pasul unless you actually put it on the inside mizbeach. And again, the Gemara explains how these Tanoim learn psukim differently. Rabbi Yehuda holds, it has to be that he brought the dam in b'mezid, but if he brought it in by mistake, the carbon does not become pasul. Now, the Gemara explains that b'emes Rabbi Yehuda holds like Reb Shimon, that it's not pasul unless you mamash put it on the mizbeach, but even then, it's only if he brought it in b'mezid. And finally, the Mishnah talks about the tzitz on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. The Pasuk says, V'hoya al meitzach aharin v'nosa aharin es avoyin hakodeshim. A lot of the things that go wrong are corrected by the tzitz, it's a kapara, but the Torah doesn't say which avoyin hakodeshim, which things. Chazal dashon from the psukim, we're talking about things that became tame. But in regard to all other things, even things that aren't pasul enough to have to be taken off the mizbeach if by mistake they went on, but lemaisa, it doesn't work as a kapara. For that, the tzitz is not miratza. The tzitz is only miratza for tumah. Well, let's say like the mistake of bringing it outside, for that, the tzitz won't help.